for my daughter. Serena Joanna Dyer, your loving, smiling spirit lights up every space you enter. Through the rise and fall of empires, through the creation of vast bodies of symbols that give shape to our dreams, through the forging of magic keys with which to unlock the mysteries of creation, through it all, we are marching from epic to epic towards the fullest realization of our soul. Yes, we are coming, the pilgrims, one and all, coming to our true inheritance of the world. We are ever broadening our consciousness, ever seeking a higher and higher unity, ever approaching nearer to the one universal truth, which is the all, comprehensive, all-embracing. Rabindranath Tagore, 1861 to 1941. Introduction. The Gap is an exquisite place. It's a place where miracles occur. The Gap is owned by everyone on this planet. It's yours to enter at will. What awaits you in the Gap is the experience of activating the higher human dimensions of insight, intuition, creativity, and peak performance, as well as coming to know relaxation, enchantment, bliss, and the peace of making conscious contact with God. As you begin listening to this short audiobook and practicing the meditation that accompanies it, and begin the practice of going into the Gap, keep uppermost in your mind that you can enter this glorious gap between your thoughts at any moment you choose. You will find the meditation near the end of this audiobook. The power of the Gap is available to you in the midst of a business meeting, at the dinner table while engaged in a heated discussion, on the 18th tee of a long day on the golf course, or even while riding on a crowded bus. You own the Gap. No one can take it from you, and the doorway into the Gap is always unlocked and available to you. Once you master the techniques for entering the Gap, you'll find yourself seeking out the wondrous energies of this miraculous place frequently. No one will even know that in the quagmire of a horrendous traffic jam, where everyone around you is steeped in frustration and anxiety, you've dismissed them all and have chosen the serenity of the Gap, if only for a moment. Doing so will reinvigorate your soul and remind you to be in a state of appreciation rather than depreciation. You've left the mob of people who are looking at this moment as an occasion to be offended and have entered the Gap, where you're now using it to be in a state of peace. Such is the value of knowing how to slip into the Gap at will with a few short internal mental images. The Gap will teach you how to listen like you've never listened before. Now take the letters that make up the word listen and rearrange them so that they spell out silent. Listen, silent, listen, silent. The same in content, only arranged to appear different from each other. When you listen, you'll feel the silence. When you're silent, you'll hear at a new level of listening. Try it in the Gap, then begin to apply it in all of your interactions. Listen with silence. Note that the word silence and the word license also have the exact same letters as well. Silence gives you a license to listen and be silent simultaneously by going into the Gap and using the method suggested here in this work. You'll come to treasure the space between your thoughts, for it's in this silent space called the Gap that you'll come to make conscious contact with God. I send you love and peace as you begin this journey. Wayne W. Dyer. Chapter 1. Why meditate? Anyone reading this book has at one time or another considered this question and come up with all sorts of answers. Some of the many reasons for meditating include reducing stress, cultivating a sense of peace, eliminating fatigue, slowing the aging process, improving memory, finding clarity of purpose, and even healing. All of these are powerful motivators for beginning a meditation practice. Who wouldn't want the healthy, happy, and purposeful life that is the result of these benefits? However, all these reasons pale in significance to the realization that meditation